Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, and welcome to You Can Sit With Us. I am Matt.
Why?
You sound like an AI version of yourself.
That's the whole point. You don't like that?
No. I don't like it. Try again.
I don't like it. Try again.
Round two.
I'm trying
Round
to be two. As creepy as possible.
It worked while you slowly pet Emma.
Welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. Is that better?
Yeah. Now you sound like Delilah.
Hello. Good morning. Welcome to You Can Sit With Us. I'm Matt, here with Becky.
Hello.
Maggie.
Hey.
Rachel.
Hi.
And our Pixie Pixette duo over here.
Woo!
And today we are talking about, what are we talking about? Gabbing. We're gabbing. Chatting.
We're kikiing.
About, you know, what we're watching, what's going on in life, living without LA people in, you know, going to Coachella, all of that fun stuff.
Coachella weekend one, aka the best weekend to stay in LA.
No people, no traffic, no lines.
Truth or truth.
No problems.
Have you guys ever gone to Coachella?
I have not.
I've been once. Once and only.
Tell us
once
all
and
about
tell
it.
Your Coachella experience. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't even believe it's been... Almost, how many years? Math. Almost seven, eight, something
like
that.
Oh my gosh, you were a baby.
Yeah, well, how old was I? I think I was a freshman in college, and I went with a couple girlfriends, and I, recovering afterwards, I didn't realize how much dust there is in Palm Springs. And in the desert, I don't like being hot. I don't like being dusty. I had a fantastic, fantabulous time, but I don't think I need to go back.
But you Once love music.
I love live music. And I think that I get overwhelmed with Coachella weekend because it's so much more than just a music festival. So there's like festivals outside of the festivals. I think if I ever were to go back, I think I'd be completely happy just like booping around all the other exterior parties and not actually going into Coachella. I was talking to Zach's sister who said that she barely watched any live. Well, she was working. She was working most of the weekend, and she said that she barely even saw live music. And it's such a big, ginormous festival because we do go to music festivals at, like, as a family pretty often. And I think I just like smaller festivals. I think it's just less. I don't feel like I need to be in like 8,000 different places at once.
So for those of us who have never been, what are the festivals outside the festivals? Are they like... drinking food? Are they?
Yeah, a lot of companies will throw their own events, but like Revolve had like concerts outside of Coachella in their own like little festival. I feel like I would have just a content weekend just booping around there and just going home because in order to get out of Coachella, unless you're not camping, Airbnb, Ubering is very hard. Shuttling.
Logistics, yeah. That's
logistically, it's very hard to get in and out.
I'm so not aware. People camp at Coachella?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of glamp sites that pop up too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You could even take an Airstream. Where? Is there like.
Well, so Palm everyone Desert? Always thinks like the Coachella Festival is in Palm Springs, but it's actually almost like an hour from Palm Springs. It's like pretty far.
It's like pretty close
to Salt
Sea.
Pretty far in the desert. Yeah, more towards India way.
Mm-hmm.
And out there, it's literally just like
golf courses.
Nothing, you know, just like land, desert. I mean, there are desert communities and golf course communities and stuff, but it's pretty barren.
So it's closer to like Palm Desert than it is to downtown Palm Springs.
Yeah,
further.
Palm Desert and Palm Springs are kind of touching.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Where did you stay when you went? Did you stay in Palm Springs and then take the shuttles or did you camp?
I think I just stayed in a hotel close by with two girlfriends. We like split a king bed. and roughed it.
Just, that's a freshman year of college story if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a blast. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have been seeing on social media like all the external parties now, mm-hmm. that look just like lit. Just like so much food, so much music, so much drinking. Yes. I'm sure so many pictures, lots know, all of, the displays, experiential, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I heard there was like three times the amount of people, not... They were really making up for like 3 years or 2 years lost. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot, a lot.
I feel like Coachella is just as much about the grams you get as it is about the artists who you go hear. Mm-hmm. It's people are showing up for the pictures, right? Yeah.
And since there were so many people this year, I'm just so glad that they had the vaccine checks, that they required testing, that they encouraged anyone to wear masks. Oh, wait, they did literally nothing. Yeah. There were no requirements of any kind. So every time you see those big groups of people at the Coachella this year, no.
Super spreader.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. You got to get checked for your vaccine card at a movie theater.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you don't have to get checked at one of the largest festivals of all, like, of the year.
Yeah.
Well, getting outdoors. Feel more outdoors. Safe. People may feel more safe, even though it might not be.
Yeah. Ding dong.
I remember March 2020 when we were like closing down the office and the city and everything, that people were like, oh, Coachella might be canceled. No. It was like, this shit is so serious. Coachella might be canceled. That was like the barometer of like how serious the pandemic was. Mm-hmm.
The Coachella barometer.
Yeah. I think people were just like, oh shit.
Yeah, this is going to last a couple months, huh? Yeah.
No, 2 weeks, Max. Two weeks.
You're right.
That's what we thought. We'll just close it down for 2 weeks.
I've never been to Coachella. Mm-hmm. Festivals are very hot to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sexy way?
No, I'm going to get sweaty and stand in a line. And I'm wondering if I think we can broaden it up to not just Coachella, but festivals in general. You're a festival goer. Mm-hmm. What's a day in the life of a... Because it feels like you're like, well, there's concerts, but there's always these parties. And whenever I hear about an exclusive Hollywood party, I think there's no fucking way I'm getting in. I have to wait in the line. Yeah. How much line waiting is there? What's a day in the life of a festival like this?
And okay, at what time do you start drinking? I'd like to
know. Also, is everyone blacked out?
By 7 p.m.
I would say a lot of the people that go to Coachella don't get there till a lot later. I mean, there is not as many people during the day than there is at night. I mean, Coachella is like very much unique in that way, because I go to other festivals and I'm there by like 2 p.m. till like 10 p.m. ready to go, spring and spry. But it's so typical.
What's your festival day look like? Yeah, you wake up.
You wake up.
You have some breakfast.
You have a big, big breakfast. As Becky's gone to Outside Lands with us, we usually fill up pretty well. And then, I don't know, I feel like when we have gone to festivals in the past, we try and make sure that there's like an easy escape route. We usually stay in an Airbnb walking distance, because I think that is a big stressor.
Okay, getting but Max, how far in advance do you have to book that?
Well.
Years.
A year in advance.
So should we book Coachella 2023 housing right now?
I don't even know what that looks like. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't like being that hot when I go to festivals, because I like to dance. So I feel like Coachella is not for me. Mm. Yeah. I feel like I'd go maybe in a few. I feel like we had an opportunity to go like 2 days before the weekend started, and Zach and I looked at each other and we were like, should we do this? We're like, no, we're not mentally ready. We can't. It's too much.
You're not prepared.
I'm not prepared. We're going to be too anxious.
Outfit.
I know. I'm just going to go.
Outfit ready.
Yeah. No outfit. I'll just show up in Converse and shorts, ready to go. No pictures taken, please. I'm just here for the men's. But usually there's water in one tiny little area of the festival that you have to kind of like line up like cattle. We were going to have a Coachella party and we're going to put like one little water station in like the farthest room, and you have to go over there and you have to get in line to get your water.
Eating food at these festivals?
Yeah, you're snacking, you're top-eyeing all day. Mm-hmm. You'll get like little bites to share. Mm-hmm. And luckily, a lot of the, I feel like when I went to Coachella, the food scene wasn't as big. Mm. And when I went to like outside lands and stuff, they didn't have as many food vendors. They've really tried to bring in a lot of local vendors. Yeah. And I remember, I can't remember, but I think it was like plastic water bottles when I had first gone. So the festival grounds would just be like, as you were walking out, a mess. Oh. It like made you want to just die inside at the amount of plastic that's just everywhere.
Mm. I feel like restaurants I follow in LA were at Coachella this weekend. Yeah. Broad Street Oyster Co. I saw you. I was like, wow, good for them. They have great lobster rolls.
Yeah.
Nice lobster roll in the desert.
In the desert.
Yum.
Close to the sea.
Hot fish. That's what I'm looking for. Close to the sea.
Hot fish and then hot tunes.
So you're tapasing, you're lightly drinking throughout the day. Do you ever leave the festival or leave like in general festivals? Do you ever leave and come back if there's someone you want to see? Or do you like, you think you're there, start your day and you stay there?
You start your day and you stay there. Because usually those who are coming into the festival, festivals are big. They have to have multiple stages and the entrance is... Gosh, when you hit like the border of where you're going to the actual heart of the festival, it probably takes you like at least 30 minutes unless
you're just like trapped
just
in there.
Just walk in.
You need to go through security.
Yeah, so much hoopla to get
you need
in.
To make sure you have your tickets or wristbands or whatever. It's a lot. It's a whole, you usually bring a backpack because you usually need layers wherever you're going and your hand sanitizer, your chapstick. Don't forget your chapstick and your camera.
What's in Maggie's perfect festival bag?
Oh, let's see. I have these like dissolvable hand soap thingies because usually the bathrooms don't have hand soap. And
That's fun to hear.
Yeah. There's not.
Becky is more.
We just shouldn't go out in LA for the next like month.
Right.
Yeah, everyone needs to stay home because people aren't washing their hands.
Yeah.
That would be my nightmare.
I mean, so have you been to those water stations where you have to like pump the water out? Some hit or miss. Sometimes there's soap. Sometimes there's no soap.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got soap?
I got soap. I got an extra little cover up. For sure. Mm-hmm. I got chapstick. Mm-hmm. What else do I have?
What else is in there, man?
Candy? Probably. A snack. A protein bar. Because I am always hungry. And I have a fear of going hungry anywhere I go. Probably a carabiner with a water bottle.
Uh-huh.
Nice. What else?
A Polaroid camera?
No, I feel like that's too clunky. You got to go light.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you have your wallet.
Some tampons. Yep. Because you never know.
Yeah. Do you remember we went to Austin City Limits together a couple years ago with my brother and sister-in-law, and we saw Brandi Carlile, and it was really early in the day, and we were sitting on a on the grass, and when we got up, we saw someone's wallet, and all of us were like, oh my God, someone lost their wallet. Keith picks up the wallet, takes out her ID, and just starts screaming her name at the top of his lungs. He's like, Susan Collins, whatever
her
name was.
That's such a good idea. Yeah. Go Keith.
And we found her.
Yeah. Yes.
She heard her name. She turned around. She came back for her wallet.
Oh my gosh. What? Saved her.
He did save her. I would be so embarrassed to do that, but go Keith.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Wow.
Savior.
What an idea. Yeah. So I think something to keep your wallet in, like a backpack or a purse.
Yeah.
Or a very tight back pocket.
Yeah. Secret pocket.
I don't like to carry that much. Zach and I usually will have one backpack and we try and consolidate everything into one so we can switch off who's carrying it.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
That's smart.
Yeah.
How do you plan your day by... the like if you have two artists that you want to see at the same time, do you 50-50 them or are you like,
yeah,
no, we have to go see this person and we're skipping the other person?
It's hard. Sometimes they will it depends on where the stages are, how far the walk is it easy or hard to get to, how much do they overlap. But it's happened a couple of times where we'd have to like split the difference and like run to the next stage. But depending on, some people go to music festivals for the experience. Some people are like diehard there for the music. Zach and I lean more towards wanting to actually see like as many people as we can. So we're usually running.
Doesn't that mean that you're like really far back though? You know, you're like,
and that's fine. We don't like to be crunched up to the front.
You don't like to smell their sweat.
Are you a mosh pit kind of girly?
No mosh pits. No mosh pits. Not for me. If I see one forming, I will politely leave.
I accidentally got into a mosh pit for Memphis in May when I was in high school and we were down front. Can't even remember for who, but someone crowd surfed over me.
Oh my gosh.
And we were like in this mosh pit. We were like, it was my best friend Emily and I, and we were like maybe 16, 17.
Oh my gosh.
And the 16-year-old
Rachel moshing.
I know, in this mosh pit. And the guy crowd surfing, his foot came down and hit my head. Oh. And I feel like I kind of like blacked out a little and came to. And Emily was like, we have to leave. We're going to die. I was please.
I was on the outside of a mosh pit once at Warped Tour.
That's stressful.
RIP Warped Tour. But yeah, it was for Against Me. And someone just like on the edge just like whapped back their hand and just got me right in face. And I was like, I hate this.
It's not.
I was also like crazy sunburned because I was like 18.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I always get really stressed out being on the edge of a mosh pit because you never know when the person's just going to jump backwards. So you're kind of like trying to watch the like the performer or the band, and you kind of have one eye on the mosh pit. So I usually just leave. I'm like, I can't deal with this much stress.
Move back, move back.
Too much.
Yeah. I got stuck in a mosh pit once. I was like making my way, and I think it was like Chiodos, which was like the opening song just started with like, rah! And then everyone just started running. And I was like, I have to get out of here.
High energy.
I have to go.
I have to go.
Are you sad you didn't get to see your girl, Yola?
I was so sad, but I actually, Coachella streams weekend one and you can watch everything within the last, I think, 12 or 24 hours. So we did get to watch a lot of people before bed, which was great.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So we were like dancing, took a lot of silly videos, like very close up to make it look like we were there. Sending it to all our friends in front of the TV. It was really fun. Loved.
If you had a music festival, what would you name it?
Yeah. Great question.
And who's headlining?
Who's headlining?
Great question.
Who? I really want Miley to headline a festival. Mm. I've been like itching for her too. I feel like she's in the works.
Mm-hmm. Well, she just did ACL last
year,
but it was so quiet.
Yeah.
Like they didn't really promote ACL at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shawn Mendes went to go see her.
And he didn't invite you.
Could have been there.
What would you call there, your music festival?
What would I call my music festival? Magcella.
Magcella.
Magapalooza. Obviously.
Magapalooza.
Boostomania.
That's pretty good.
Boostomania. Wow. 2023.
Yeah, I'd have to marinate on it. I feel like title name is very important. So I take this very seriously.
And would it be in a more temperate climate, your music festival?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, where's your ideal location?
I feel like San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I like San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Probably in like...
Outside Mags.
Outside my house.
I feel like that's a good festival. That's a good
one. Although it gets very cold at night, there's something idyllic about like Golden Gate Park at night and how they light the trees and everything. Mm-hmm. I really like it. I haven't been to any other bigger festivals on the East Coast. I'm sure there's, I haven't been to Lala. I haven't been to Bonnaroo. I'm sure there's plenty of places.
Mm-hmm. Do they have music festivals on the East Coast?
Yeah, they have like GovBall, but I think it's in a parking lot this year.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's just
in July.
I was like, I feel like they get like less and less as you go. Like California has like a bajillion.
Yeah.
And then you go slightly outside, you have Vegas and Austin, and then a little bit further, and you have Lala and Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but what happens when you cross Ohio? Is there like a big Pennsylvania music festival that we don't know about?
Mm.
I mean, might as well find out.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's start now.
Let's just road trip. We'll go to all the music festivals and we'll document it along the way.
Easy.
Yeah, no problem.
No problems. Yeah. It's so fun.
Guys, we'll just be gone for the next 9 months. Don't worry about it.
We'll be so dead. It just takes everything out of you. You'll easily walk like 30,000 steps if you hang out with us.
It's just good cardio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the dancing.
Yeah. Great cardio. Yeah.
Dance.
All the serotonin boost that you need.
So we're all attending Magcella. We've decided MagCon,
Outside Mags.
Boostamania.
Bonaboost. Governor's Ball.
Maggie's Ball.
Bowie's Ball.
Yeah, but we would definitely have a tent where we gave advice at those festivals.
Mm-hmm. On a megaphone.
Loved the smooth transition.
It was incredible, Becky. Did you just come up with that on the spot?
So much. I did. I'm a genius.
Yes.
So at our festival tent, someone has asked us. This is an email that Rainey found for us, and she prefaced it by saying, this one's really good. So
you're really building it up.
So buckle up. Hello, ladies and gents of You Can Sit With Us. My name is Emma, and I'm a college sophomore in Connecticut. First of all, I want to say thank you for having such an amazing podcast that I can listen to and laugh at when I go on my mental health walks. I have a story that I want to hear your opinion about. So I live in a really small dorm room, so small that I needed to loft my bed in order to have space for my desk, dresser, etc. I have been there.
Yeah, same.
And because my bed is so high up, I thought it would be nice to get a small couch where my friends and I could hang. Anyways, for my birthday, which is only about 1 week after school started in the fall. Oh, so she's an older sophomore. My parents were nice enough. She's a mature sophomore. my parents were nice enough to get me a beanbag couch for my room. That is adorable. It was super comfy and I was so excited. Not too long after I got the couch, a friend of mine who was having some roommate problems, she lived in another building, wanted to have her boyfriend visit but couldn't bring him into her room. She asked if they could hang out in my room to watch a movie since I had this new couch. I was a little hesitant, but I said yes because I'm a people pleaser to my core. I later found out through a drunken conversation that they did not, in fact, watch a movie and proceeded to have sex on my brand new couch while my other three roommates were in the other room with the door closed. Might I add, all of this was, all caps, during the middle of the day. She acted like it was no big deal and said they put a blanket down. Whose blanket? But I never really got an apology and we're still friends. I feel like my privacy was violated. Now every time I see the couch, I am reminded of this moment. Mind you, it is now almost April and this happened in September, so I'm a little traumatized to say the least. Would love to hear your opinion and discussion on this on the pod.
Oof. Oh my God.
Emma. BB girl.
Oh no.
No.
BB girl, guys, what do you think?
I like that they put a blanket down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was rude.
It's rude, but I feel like it's college and what should you expect? You know what I mean?
It's rude. But I'm also not surprised when your friend's like, can we watch a movie in your room? You're like, no. Please don't have sex in my room. Go have sex in your room.
I also feel like if you're going to have sex in your friend's room, you should be close enough to be able to say, hey, we're going to have sex on your couch. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. We'll put a blanket down. We'll bring our own blanket and we'll put it down and we'll make sure no one else is home.
Would you let me have sex on your couch, Becky, if I told you that?
I mean, honestly, the one in our living room.
She's like, no.
So we need it. We need more people on it.
That was a no.
Sitting on it. Yes, if you put a blanket down that you brought from your own home and you closed the blinds and the cats weren't like watching you.
I would never do
that. We don't let them watch porn.
You should just assume that the dorm rooms are disgusting and that, you know, they've been there for years. How much sex do you think has happened?
Yeah.
All over the
room. But it's her new parents bought her.
It's a beanbag couch.
Yeah. That she can't look at anymore.
How do you have sex on a beanbag couch?
That is, those are good questions.
If you're 19 and willing, there's a way. There's a way.
Well, I think you should definitely talk to her friend and be like, hello, this hello. Was
We're close enough odd. For you to have had sex in my room. So, and may I remind you of the premise of college is you have roommates and everyone's having sex in their room. You're having sex where your roommate essentially sleeps at other times when you're not having sex.
That's true.
Like the amount of times, and I'm very sorry to them because they listen to this podcast, but the amount of times I have heard all my college sweetmates having sex is a lot. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't be here right now. I'm going to go.
Let me just, did you guys ever do the headphones?
Yeah, of course. I had to like write a paper sometimes. Or you just go to the library or you're like, oh, right. Okay. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a courtesy. I feel like it's always about the courtesy of being like, by the way.
That and her other roommates in the other room in the middle of the day.
The middle of the day part, that the is fact not that your the middle work. Of the day bothered her so much was funny to me. I'm like, it's college. No time, no rules.
But they're also not her roommates. It's like one That's thing true. If you are living in the same quarters with people because, you know, things happen and you have to learn to live with other people. But those aren't your people.
Yeah. But maybe they are her people. Like my freshman year, I was really close with a couple of Swedes who I had a solo room. The dream.
Nice.
Crazy. But you know, I was like in those suites like, you know, 10 hours out of the day or whatever, because those were like my friends. Like
Maggie's point is it is lower risk for the friend, right? Because she doesn't have to deal in that living situation.
That's true.
Right? So she's kind of
What would you have done if you were in college and it was your roommate's friend? So you're not Emma who wrote in. You're the roommates that are in the other room with the door closed. Oh. Hearing
Did they hear it?
Sex, squish, squish, squish.
Squish, squish.
Did they hear it?
I mean, it's
probably.
It seems like they might have. I don't know. I didn't really. My college didn't have like. There were like a couple of suites where you had like a main area, but I never like lived in them or had friends who lived in them. We always lived in the ones where your beds were next to your couch and you all lived together.
Yeah. We all had like main areas where you could hang out that was like a kitchen living room situation.
Oh,
My last two years, I shared a room and it was a smaller room, but we both had twin beds with desks on the ends. And I remember falling asleep one night and my roommate had her boyfriend over and they had sex right next to me while I was just laying there and I panicked and I didn't know what to do. And I
Did
let them finish
to be asleep
and I let them finish. And then like 5 minutes later, they started again. And I was like, guys, please stop. And it was very,
so you said it?
I did.
And then what did they say?
They were like, and they went to sleep. And then it was a very uncomfortable morning.
Oh my God. They should not have done that though.
I was like going to let it go the first time. And I was like, it's happening again.
Yeah.
No,
no.
I know.
I mean, back to the question at hand. Right?
Back to the question.
Well,
For me, it's college. I feel like everyone's doing stuff that wouldn't bother me. But the fact that it bothers her means that she should have a conversation with her friend.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And not in a mean way, but just be like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. This bothered me. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little disrespectful to my roommates.
I'm so confused as to why the friend didn't have sex with her boyfriend in her room. She goes to this college. She has a room.
Well, she said she couldn't.
She said that she had roommate issues or something.
Yeah.
Is it because she's having sex in front of her roommates too much?
Let me see.
What are these issues?
Let me go back to what she said exactly about why the friend wasn't there or couldn't go to her own room.
Because these two people are not roommates.
No.
No.
She was having roommate problems and she wanted to have her boyfriend visit but couldn't bring him to her room.
Whoa. Because of her roommate problems.
Because of the roommate
issues. So it kind of sounds like she's maybe being inconsiderate all around. She has roommate problems. She had sex in Emma's room without...
Maybe that's why she's having roommate problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe it would be so good for her if Emma like talked to her about it because she could work out some of her friend issues when she's like, oh, you guys don't like this?
Yeah.
Shit.
So I think just an open and honest conversation. And then if you're ever going to stay at someone's room, you got to be respectful of the space.
Or at least
you
know? Don't and let the other them people. Find out.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Don't get caught.
Yeah. Be really don't have quiet. A drunken conversation about it. You take that blanket and you put it in the washer and you never speak of it again.
Yeah. And you wash, that's you offer to dry clean that beanbag cover.
Then you buy Emma some flowers and a nice bottle of wine. Thank you for letting us watch a movie in your room. It was delightful.
Have a nice
delightful.
I don't know. College is a weird time. Emma, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Closed quarters. Lots of
And so horny. Everyone's so horny. It's not how everyone else's college experience.
That's just Rachel.
Just Rachel.
Okay, let's redact that.
Absolutely not.
Never.
Overruled. Never.
Well, Emma, we hope that could help you in your non-roommate but friend journey. Let's just talk to her. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they did already talk because she said she didn't even apologize. She didn't think it was that big of a deal. So I think maybe she just needs to be more direct with what was bothering her.
Because you don't know what you don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So this other girl could be like, I think, you know, it's totally fine to have sex on people's beanbag couches.
Mm-hmm. And I think if her roommates heard.
Going to other rooms.
Like if Maggie and I lived together and Maggie's friend Matt had sex in Maggie's room and I heard it, I would be like peeved with Maggie. I'd be like, your friend was having sex while we were like trying to do our homework at 2 p.m.
Matthew.
It was very uncomfortable.
Just giving you more life experience. That's what college is all about.
Oh,
teaching you how to, learn how to be in the real world.
Yeah.
You know, deal with everything that happens.
Deal with the people having sex next door to you during the day.
I mean, probably the apartments have thin walls. You know?
That's true.
That's true.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Emma.
That's a good question.
We're sorry that happened to you. Please love your beanbag chair again.
Yeah.
You got to work it out. It's probably a cute little
Emma,
couch.
Maybe you should have sex.
Reclaim the beanbag chair.
Have sex on the beanbag chair. Turns. Make new memories.
Yeah. You can make new memories. And then when you look at the couch, you'll be like, oh I remember when I boned on that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, boned by yourself. Who knows?
Who knows?
You do you, Emma.
Self-love on the beanbag couch.
Boned by yourself.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that Emma sits on her own couch and, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
The boner.
I
am. And
watches a movie.
And watches a movie alone.
Alone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Solo time.
Yes.
This question is mainly for Becky, but I would love to hear other perspectives as well. Yeah, it's for Becky. The reason this question is for Becky is because that I know she and Keith met in college and pretty young. I have a similar situation with my boyfriend. We met at 18 and 19 and have been together for almost 5 years. Woo! And then this face. So I will be turning 24 this year and he will be turning 23. Last year, we got our first apartment together and we just renewed our lease, so things are going well. I'm still working on my undergrad and made it clear to him that I don't want to get engaged before I graduate. But soon after that, he is going to propose. This isn't wishful thinking. We've had extensive, serious convos about our future.
Love to hear it.
Anyways, as happy as I am with my boyfriend and sure of our future together, I never expected to meet the person I was going to marry quite so young. I definitely expected to be meeting this person more around this time in my life. Like, seriously, I thought high school sweethearts were silly and never did I expect to basically be one. Now, to be in the situation I'm in, sometimes I catch myself feeling like I missed out on being a single adult. Same thing. I guess I'm wondering if, Becky, you ever had similar feelings when you and Keith got married, or if it's normal, or if this is maybe a sign that I should give it a couple more years. Honestly, at this point, the only thing that would really change are our tax situations, and we would be legally married. But other than that, we already live together, have pets together, and have built a very happy domestic life. Mm-hmm. And it's not like he's the only man I've ever been with either. Told you college is horny. I lived quite a free-spirited life in my high school days and the year of college before I met my boyfriend. So I'm not afraid to miss out on any other experiences. Gah, I just don't know. Getting married at 25, 26 was not really how I saw my life going for me. Should that matter that much? Thank you so much. I truly enjoy listening to the podcast and learning more about you ladies and Matt. Deeper than just what's featured on Try Guys channel. It feels like you're my besties. Aww. From Elise, the planner who didn't plan for this.
Elise, that's a cute sign off.
Adorable.
So Bex?
I think it's totally normal to be like, well, if you're someone who has been with your partner since you were younger, I think it's very normal to look at your friends and see their experiences and be like, oh, dang, I feel like I've missed out on something. But then for me, I always just was like, oh, but like the whole point of what they're doing, like if they're like on Tinder or like going out on a bunch of dates, is to find what you've already found.
Yeah.
So no,
that's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
It can be hard to be the first of your friend group to do anything super major. You know,
yeah.
Just because you're so influenced by your peers that if you're the first person you know taking on a super serious job or buying a house or having kids or whatever, it can be a little like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Should I be doing this?
I feel like she puts a lot of stress on planning.
Yeah, she's a planner.
You can't really plan what happens to you in life, right? Like so many different things are out of your control. So you can't really plan on getting married at a certain time. You can't really plan on meeting someone at a certain time. Just
but high school girls don't know that. We map out our lives, I feel like. We're like,
that's true.
I'll be engaged at 22. Lesson.
You can't, it's not going to go according to plan.
Married at 26.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't plan. You can't plan out your whole life.
Miles, you got married early.
Yeah, what up?
What up, Miles? Do you have thoughts on this?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that, I mean, I definitely had my fun.
So you and Elise both.
I just don't want to be alone over here on my
sentiments. No, look, okay. Here's what I'll say. I think that, I mean, I dated a lot of people. So did Sarah. Both very proudly. we dated lots of different people. So I felt like I got the lay of the land in an easy way. And then the thing I always say to people that feels not real was just like, I met Sarah and it was obvious. It's not like, I think it's like, it should be pretty obvious. I always have friends that have like totally messy, fucked up relationships where like, yeah, well, I was dating his ex and then, you know, his mom actually like sued my dad. And it's like, this feels like it's so much work to get a relationship off the ground. Like it really shouldn't be that hard. You kind of will know. You'll know because it'll be comfortable, or at the very least, like it'll become comfortable.
And it sounds like she knows.
Yeah, it sounds like she knows. I think she's probably, if she's 24, then I think she's at a very normal stage of seeing your friends go out.
Struggle.
Struggle. Yeah. I think you're like used to seeing your friends do all these other things where if like they got together when she was 19, I think she said. I was 21. Like the week I turned 21 is when Keith and I got together. So I did feel like I missed out on the going out to bars. Single. But I never felt like, I don't know. You're not like that jealous of what's going on. You're more just like, oh, that looks fun. But
I think it's important to remember that everyone's on their own journey too, right? Because you're like always comparing yourself to your peers and your friends. And it, just because they're doing something doesn't mean you need to be doing it and vice versa. So to really be proud of what the journey that you're on and the steps that you're taking.
There's also though, if you have these thoughts, there's no rush. Like you don't have to get married in the next couple of years just because you're with your person. You feel like waiting till it's closer to when like maybe your peers will be getting married and that's more fun. Just wait. You can
Yeah, you can get married whenever.
Yeah, especially
you also don't have to get married.
You never have to
be with your person.
But especially if you feel like there wouldn't be that many differences other than taxes.
Yeah. Well, so the other thing in addition to taxes, because I'm very morbid, and this is why I really wanted to get married, is
One
step darker. So
you pull the plug.
If you're that's exactly what it is. If you are married, or if you're not married or in like a domestic or a civil union, you are not allowed to make medical decisions about your partner if they're in a life-threatening situation. So like if I was on life support, my parents would be in charge of whether or not that's why, what was it, Terri Schiavo? In like Florida, her husband and her parents were like suing each other.
Oh my God.
Over this like poor woman who was like brain dead at that time.
Yeah.
So I was like, I never want to be Like, I'm a very, like, firm DNR kind of gal. And my parents would never allow that to happen. So that is my one step darker for the one benefit of getting married over not getting married.
Yeah. That's why Eugene and I got domestic partners.
To pull the plug?
So that, so that you could make be in charge of their medical decisions if something happened. You know, because all of our family was far away.
And fill out your advanced directive. For each other. You can submit it.
Visit them in the hospital.
But if you're 24, you get married whenever.
I do feel like the main thing that she's concerned about is that she's going to see her friends having these like fun times and then be like, oh, I'm missing out on that, right?
Am I wrong? That's what I was. Here's the thing. What I saw.
Can't you go out too?
100% But also,
just go out with your friends.
Like, you're going to have friends that have like, oh, I met this guy and I had this crazy night. And it feels like this like euphoric wild thing. But the thing you have to remember is that that's one night of going out and being a single person and dating. Most nights going out as a single person and dating, well, I guess, but end with you alone. Like, because you're trying to meet people.
Both. Awful first dates and creepy people and like things you regret and situations that are just so awkward. You want to cry and like trying to get rid of someone who you're not into. Like there's so much like bad dating out there too. That remember that, not dealing with that.
And if the shoe is on the other foot, I've had her friends who go on, you know, who she's like, oh, they're having these wild, fun experiences. I bet they're looking at her as like, that must be really nice. You know what I mean?
I just want someone who loves me for me.
And it's, I think the benefit too of meeting, but I also like have a skewed view of like when you can meet your partner, since my parents were high school sweethearts. That was never like implausible to me. I was like, you can meet him anytime. If you meet your partner young, you get to grow up together. So you kind of get these sort of shared experiences that you don't necessarily get if you meet older in life. You bring different experiences. So there's no right or wrong.
There's no right or wrong.
Just party, girl.
You can't plan it. You can't plan it.
And comparison is the thief of joy. So it's a good,
I mean, you can live vicariously through your friends and like listen to their stories, be excited with them, be outraged with them, be embarrassed with them.
And don't even live vicariously. Like plan a wild girls trip and go and just, you know, don't make out with other people, but get drunk and hang out with your girlfriends and go to Cabo and do whatever. You don't have to be an old lady just because you're attached young.
No, it's good to spend time apart from your person and to go out and have those crazy times with your friends.
Just because you're in a committed relationship doesn't mean you shouldn't like go get too drunk with your friends on a beach vacation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come on.
To be an old hag at home all day.
An old hag at home every night watching the news and going to bed by 9 p.m. Exactly. No, obviously you're in your 20s. Go have fun. Go to Magpalooza. Live it up.
Hey.
Love it. Love it.
All right. Hey, cutie booties, love the pod. Tell Will Whitwer he's a cutie for me.
We are not messengers for Will Whitwer. Thank you very much.
If he listens to the pod,
you should just
today.
We are today.
Why don't you want Will to find love?
You should just DM him on Instagram or something.
Permission granted.
This is not the first
permission granted.
Will Whitner, Will Whitwer shout out I've seen. So
he's a fan fave.
He is. So I'll get right to it. I grew up on the East Coast living next door to my best friend. I, 20, she, they, go to university in Canada, and my best friend, 21, she, her, just recently moved to California last year for her boyfriend because he got a job out there. She really loves the West Coast, so I'm happy for her to be out there. However, I am super, I super hate her boyfriend, and it feels really yucky that she moved.
Super hate is so strong.
I know. I super hate her boyfriend and it feels really yucky that she moved out there for him. He also he's also 4 or 5 years older, 24 or 25, which to me was the first red flag. My friend has been with her boyfriend for 2 years now and I never truly told her how I feel about her boyfriend. For one thing, he's very ugly, which wouldn't be a problem if his personality made up for it. Spoiler, it doesn't.
Do not read her name if she writes it.
I know.
You can't.
He's a super cringy dude with very little self-awareness, and he really thinks he's hot shit. He tries to butt into me and calls her all the time, and he tried to mansplain the conflict in Palestine to me. He's also just an insanely touchy boyfriend to her when I'm around, and it makes me very uncomfortable. Like neck kissing while we're all sitting on the same couch. She really wants me to visit, but if I did, I would be unable to escape from her boyfriend the entire time as they live together. I love my friend. She's like my sister, but I don't know if I should tell her I'm not a fan of her boyfriend because I know she does feel happy in the relationship. Thanks for your help, and I'm sorry this is so long. Do I tell her in a nice way how I feel about her boyfriend?
No.
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 You don't. Absolutely not.
You don't. They neck kiss in front of other people. That is unhinged.
Are you telling me we don't know people who would neck kiss in front of other people?
Why are you looking at me?
I would say one of those neck kissers is not in this room.
Is there having some
neck? I would say there might be some neck snuggling that happens.
We like giving hugs. We're huggers, but I don't neck kiss in
See,
public.
See, this is why she can't tell her friends.
Jesus. But the Fulmers have absolutely smoochy-smooched with a full soberly have smoochy-smooched with a full tongue next to all of us at some point.
Listen, they're in Cabo right now doing just that.
Yeah,
let them live. You're probably right.
But you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
I mean, all know people who have PDA.
Your friend has to figure things out for themselves. If you're interject yourself into their relationship and kind of judge it, your friend's just going to get mad at you and probably going to kind of force you out a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I only think like if something is really like actually like abuse, you absolutely have to be honest with the people in your life. But if it is just like your opinion that they are cringy and quote unquote very ugly, that doesn't serve your friendship.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's anything actually wrong with their relationship that she's seeing. Like, it would be different if she's like, I really hate the way he talks to her, and that, you know, makes me feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But if the guy's just a weirdo, like, some people are weird, and that's just life.
Let him live.
Mm-hmm.
If you're uncomfortable around them kissing, maybe it says a little bit more about you than her too, you know.
Well, I don't know. Let me lick Maggie's neck and see how you everyone feels.
Turned on. Duh. No, but if you have issues with that, I mean, there are things you can talk to your friend about that. Like, okay, you guys are really touchy feely. My mom's right here. Like, please keep it in your pants, right? You know?
Yeah.
There are conversations you could have about those types of things.
Put your tongue's back in your mouth for a little bit.
Aren't you could joke judging about like, her boyfriend.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Always start with a joke.
Or be like, mom and dad, I'm right here.
Yeah. Please.
Please.
Please. Good God.
Also, if it's just the three of you hanging out, that is uncomfortable. And I do think you can tell your friend about that. But I would not say super hate or very ugly to your friend.
No. Yeah. I would
She's gonna super hate you.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever disliked a friend's boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yes.
I think I found a friend's boyfriend or girlfriend like a little annoying,
and I was right.
But not.
I was correct.
Oh, what happened?
I was correct.
Spill the tea.
It was one of my best friend's boyfriends, and I just didn't get good vibes from him.
Mm-hmm.
I knew.
Was he super ugly?
He was average. Average, but I just didn't like the way he treated my friend. And I knew she was very committed to him at the time, so I was supportive. And then he ended up like kind of cheating on her. And I was like, I didn't get good vibes from him from the first place. She's like, why didn't you tell me? I was like, you would have resented me. I just had to let it play out and let you figure it out. Because if you come in and try and meddle, you kind of just like have to let the person get to that way. Yeah. Unless it's like abuse.
I'm talking just cringe level, so we don't have to keep prefacing
the abuse.
If your friend is in an abusive situation,
definitely
tell your friend. We're just doing that blanket statement over the rest of this.
Yes.
Yeah. Now the conversation is only going to be focused on
a cringy
boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's not doing anything that's actually bad in terms of your friend. He just annoys the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were just comments that he would make, and I was like, this is foreshadowing. This is foreshadowing.
I feel like there's not been a lot of significant others that I've hated, but just been really indifferent to, you know, with like, okay, they don't really add to our conversations. They don't add to the friend group. They don't really add to your life, which is, that's not really what you want for your friend, right? You want them to feel like valued and put up and loved and, you know, feel like their relationship is bringing them somewhere up instead of just kind of stagnating. Or
Have you ever felt it the other way? Has anyone ever told you that they didn't like your partner?
Yes.
Is it all of us and Eugene?
Yes. No. Pre-Eugene. You know,
pre-Eugene. You had a friend. Was it Dorian?
No. But she would. She wouldn't lie to me. Shout out to Dorian.
Shout out to Dorian. Yeah.
No lies.
But like when your friends tell you stuff, then you, I mean, you're it's just automatic shutdown. You're not going to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that what you did when it happened? Mm-hmm. Your friend said, I don't like your boo-boo.
Yeah, you just, denial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just go in denial.
And then you're like, oh, well, I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
How about you, Rach? Has either happened?
No one has never not liked my boyfriends because they've all been real chill.
At least they haven't told you.
Didn't say to your face.
I don't think so, but you're right, maybe. But I did have, when we first graduated college, a good friend of ours who was like one of the best friends of my college boyfriend got engaged to this woman really fast who none of us liked. Mm-hmm. And I believe when I was with a group of friends, when he texted us the engagement photos and I immediately go, oh my God, he's ruining our lives. They got divorced like 2 years later. I was totally right. Whoa. They got married. The whole relationship was like 3 years in our 20s. Mm. And I was like, no, I don't know what happened there, but he lost his mind for a minute.
Whoa. Wow.
I know. Anyways, it's fine. He didn't ruin my life. As I said, that was probably hyperbole.
But Rachel's still ruminating. What about you, Max? The other way around.
Oh, yes.
You've had friends tell you they don't like your partner.
I think after the actually during the relationship.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. How did you react?
It was like during a part where I was arguing with that person a lot and I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. like a high school boyfriend who was like very manipulative, very controlling, didn't like me seeing girlfriends.
that's not good.
Flip tables if I was like talking to another boy.
Red flag.
Like, very intense.
And so when your friend told you, you were like, oh shit, you're right.
I was like, yeah, but I was also like very close to his family and his grandparents. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like such a people pleaser that I put up with it for like years. And I was like,
years.
Gosh. It was like a high school boyfriend.
That's a long time in high school.
Yeah.
That's years.
Yeah.
Basically decades in high school.
Did you get mad at your friend when she told you this?
No.
No.
I don't think so because like, I like knew. I was like, yeah, he sucks.
Deep down, you knew it was the truth.
He sucks, but like, what do I do?
Yeah.
He was like emotionally just like very manipulative. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you live, you learn.
You live and you learn. They let me get on your own journey.
You have to figure it out.
They finally let me, like, they played it out and I finally got fed up and I was like, I'm done. That's it. That's enough.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And then sometimes when I get together with my high school friends, they're like, oh God, I'm so glad that you met Zach. He's such a sweetie. Remember your awful high school boyfriend?
He set that bar real low for
you. I was really concerned for you for a hot second.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There was that last question she had.
Would you go visit
if you were so bothered by their boyfriend's ugliness and cringiness?
I think I'd go and visit still and hope that he's at work and we can have our own time.
Plan a vacay with your friend somewhere else, somewhere neutral.
Yeah.
Or bring another friend with you. So it's just not the three of you together.
Yeah.
You know, so the dynamic would be different.
Stay in an Airbnb. Don't stay with your friend and her boyfriend because you don't want to go just to be mad the whole time.
Or like do things you think that he wouldn't be interested in joining.
Pedicures. Never know. Yeah. Maybe he's an involved man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would still go visit. I would just, tell your friend, I came here to visit you.
Set yourself up for success.
Yeah. Plan a little mini itinerary.
Yeah. But eventually you do have to be honest with your friend in some regard. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say that he's ugly and that he's cringy, but you could say that you're like a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When they're neck kissing.
Yeah. You could say that
reason.
When I'm coming, I really want to spend good time just you and I because I really cherish your friendship and that one-on-one time is really important to me.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all fair game. All right. Advice tent at Magpalooza.
Yes. Magpalooza closed.
Yeah.
No more entry.
I feel like a good solution I've found for that is you just introduce that person to really awesome single people. And don't tempt them.
You're like, the anti matchmaker.
Well, people are so sensitive. Like you said, people shut down. Yeah. But I found that like with other friends of ours, we're like, we hate this person's, boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
We just bring them around really fantastic, hot single people.
And you're like, oh.
And then do they dump their boyfriend and get with the hot single people?
Has it happened?
What's your success rate?
Not always get with the, but I think it's just getting them out of the isolation of like, sometimes people build their whole world
together. See what's out there.
And even if the person is shitty, it's like you're so comfortable that it's like, you know, so just getting them out into the world to be like, oh yeah, like we can have fun without your little neckbeard boyfriend.
Because sometimes people are like, well, I've been with this person for so long. Yeah. So they use time.
Can't get started again.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. You can always start again. Life's long.
Exactly. Unless that's what the First Wives Club is.
Yes, First Wives Club.
It's one step darker, Becky, always.
Oh, no, I missed it.
She said, life's long. Unless you die.
You can always pull the plug.
Yeah. It's long till it's not.
Life's long unless you die. You can sit with us.
Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sitting with us. Remember to wash your hands, use your hand sanitizer, pee after sex, get vaccinated, get boosted, and follow and subscribe.
Bye.
Goodbye.